Well, I saw them go to one house, and they knocked on the door.
Hi, yeah, is Jeremy here?
And somebody came to the door, and then they thought, well, that's no good, so they went to the next house. I was watching them because it was the middle of the morning. They should have been in school. So I kind of kept an eye out on them.
We try and tell people that the best defense they have is having people around them that care for their property as if it were their own. And that's what we do with the Block Watch program, which we build caring in the community.
Block Watch is looking out or keeping an eye on your neighbor's home and knowing that your neighbors are keeping an eye on your home.
Right here.
Okay. I went to the front door. Nobody answered. I knew they weren't home.
Wait here. Whistle if you see me.
And they went around the back. And I decided, no, that's not right. So I phoned the police. We got broken into ourselves. And it almost, for me, it was like, I've got some restitution now. Been able to prevent somebody from going through what I did. So it was very rewarding.
Yeah, well, that all sounds fine and dandy, but my wife and I both work. We're busy. We don't have time to attend meetings or chase burglars. We're not trained for that kind of stuff. I mean, isn't that what the police are for?
No, we don't chase burglars in Block Watch. We train people in the orientation sessions to have the right tools, observation skills at their disposal to know who to call. But you don't go out and confront people because it's just not a good idea. It's not safe.
City police, get on the ground! Keep your hands on the side!
I heard this kid had been frightened half to death with the police dog and all police cars and policemen and so on. And he told them everything that he knew about a lot of things, fencing operations. And I decided at that point, right there and then, that we had to get Block Watch going in a big way here because I didn't want to feel like a victim forever. And it really has made a big difference.
Residential crime is a concern, but Block Watch has a proven track record. Whenever there's an increase in Block Watch participation, there's a substantial decrease in the crime rate.
Block Watch is an effective program for reducing crime. And in our community, that was demonstrated very vividly.
I've definitely seen a drop in our crime rates here, especially in our district, our condo complex.
The crime rate consistently dropped year after year after year.
There's many things individual homeowners can do to protect their property, and we certainly encourage all of those individual steps. Getting involved with the Block Watch program just adds another layer of security to that by having several sets of eyes.
So what happens? Do I end up with my neighbors spying on me? I don't like nosy neighbors.
The difference between a block member and a nosy neighbor is that a nosy neighbor is just going to look for their own interest. A Block Watch member is going to look for your interest.
It's nice to know that people are looking out for you. It's all in the intention. They are there looking out for you, including when you're not home to watch over your property yourself. So I find that personally quite comforting.
It is not a police program. It is a program that is promoted and done by the community. And the community is the one that drives the program. It's them looking out for themselves and helping the police.
It's quite easy to get involved with the program. All it takes is a commitment to your own home and to your own peace of mind, plus a willingness to share that with your neighbors. We have a small amount of training which the program has developed and does provide. Apart from that, it's basically part of your everyday life.
You learn all the good stuff about what is acceptable behavior from people on the street, what suspicious behavior is, and then what to do with that information.
Going to the orientation session, you do get that little bit more extra training for that, and it's just an hour and a half, that's all.
Okay. So, tell me again. What's in it for me? What's in it for my neighborhood?
It's people getting to know people, and it's only through understanding what your neighbor's actions and activities are like that you can really support them when they're not around and you observe things that are out of place. And that's where you can reduce crime.
It's pride, ownership in not being afraid in your neighborhood.
It does become definitely people looking out for people.
if I need somebody to look after the house when I'm gone, I know that I've got any number of neighbors that I can call, and I can say, look, you know, things are going on. Can you look after my house? Can you take in my mail? And they're people that you trust because you've built a relationship with them.
BlockWatch works, but only with your help. And the community cooperation it brings means you can enjoy a safer community and peace of mind.
When you're involved in BlockWatch, you don't have to do very much to make a difference.
My bottom line on the BlockWatch program is an opportunity for the citizens to get involved with their own well-being in their own community. And I love that aspect of it. We're looking at ourselves to make this a better community to live in every day.
Get involved with BlockWatch. Very worthwhile. It's a free membership. It's fun. There's friendships to be made. It's a very worthwhile. It takes no time at all to be involved with BlockWatch.